Well, many Palestinians in Gaza have been cheering the rockets as they are launched into Israel. Militants say that a nuclear reactor in the desert at Dimona is one of their targets for long-range missiles. It's widely suspected that atomic weapons are being developed at the site. Hamas's reach is now stretching ever further into Israel, with a rocket hitting Zichron Yaakov, a town which lies well over 100 kilometres to the north of Gaza. Kathy Clifford tells us now about Hamas's military capability. It would be the furthest distance a missile fired from Gaza has ever reached. Israeli media reported two rockets crashed into the sea 165 kilometers north of Gaza at the port city of Haifa on Wednesday. This after the town of Hadera, at a distance of 116 kilometers, was hit a day earlier. The last Israeli offensive against Gaza in 2012 was meant to have severely dented Hamas's capabilities. But less than 2 years later, the group's range of rockets and distance they can fire to is increasing. Their Iranian-made Fajr 5 missiles have a range of 75 kilometers, and their Syrian M302 rockets a range of 160 kilometers. Specialists say they're capable of hitting major Israeli cities.
Both of those have the capability of reaching not only the cities in southern Israel, which Hamas have been battering in recent weeks with large numbers of missiles, but also the major Israeli cities such as Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
Hamas's rockets are all unguided, but are being fired at an intense rate in a bid to overwhelm Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. Experts say Hamas could keep going at this rate for around 6 weeks. They believe the group has an arsenal of some 10,000 missiles.
Hamas's ability to maintain a high rate of rocket fire has in fact increased over the years after each conflict. Hamas's strategy is to engage Israel in limited conflicts and then expand its military capability again.
Israel's now mulling over a ground operation, which could hamper Hamas's ability to again stock up on weapons at the end of the conflict.